Hello, this is June Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Thank you for joining, allowing me in your experience, participating this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live, archives, requesting the energy reading and healing. Hope you're having a wonderful moment in your world. So where I am in this linear time flow is that last week of September, each and every day, little by little, I physically noticing, feeling the autumn is deepening, the air, sunlight, smells of the trees, color of leaves, gradually, little by little, transforming from that summer. That's what I'm noticing in local where I am located in Far East currently. So today's focus I'd like to give is be the creator of your chosen outcome experience. Be the creator of your chosen outcome experience. Stay tuned. After this conscious breathing exercise, the quickest meditation or mindfulness exercise. Taking the time for yourself and connect each part of you. At the same time, connecting this co-creating field of oneness, so that physical local creation connection to your mind, your feeling, your physical body, and the world around you, and also the field energy that we all connected. Whether we like it or not, we never be alone as in the universe. So consciously notice the connection on the one sky and feet on earth. If we are in the inside of the building, a home or a car, and then just simply notice that where you are sitting is connected to the floor. The floor is connected to the structure of the building. And that foundation is connected to the ground. And that is part of the earth. So we are all on the earth, Mother Earth. So that's the oneness. And using this factual reality consciously, wisely, for each of our betaing, your betaing for you intending, mine is me, and together we intend one another's wellness and support intentional creation while connecting consciously. Is just give yourself suggestion to focus in your local presence in your body, and we oxygen intaking from the nose into the lungs and the stomach and circulate it. And then observe you, just observe that how your body is noticing when the air coming into your body and you circulate. And just to notice each part of your body is responding or not responding, or you just want to sense the heart beating, or maybe the blood is pumping and you know your muscle is responding, which part of your muscle just came to under your attention. You know, you just connect to your physical, you presents body within, inside of your body, and then also around your body, around your skin, or maybe your eyes are seeing what's around in front of you, and your ears hearing something besides my voice. And smelling, you know, tasting, if you're chewing gums, you know, you got the idea. So we do that together. Allow my voice guide your attention. Attention is connected to our energy. When we give attention to, energy flow in following the attention. So when attention is moving, energy moving according to your movement of attention. So let us use this attention wisely and together to guide our personal power, energy, intention to breathe in fresh energy all around you into your presence and circulate entire body with the fresh air, oxygen, energy, and let that all out from no longer serving whatever the way of being, event, memory, people, pattern of energy out from mouth as exhaling out. So we do this three times. And what's the difference is from meditation as the monk style meditation. That's basically to empty in, not thinking anything, and just still stay still. That's one way to connect to the particular beingness. But this active breathing exercise is to just engage and notice what you notice. It's the exercise of using your observation, observer, you observing you from inside of your body, and also observe outside of your body as a bird's eye, behind your eyeballs, that observer, witnesser you. So, let's do this conscious breathing exercise. Let us take a long, deep breath, eyes open, wide awake, inhaling from nose, counting 3, 1, go. 2, 3. Hold it, keep it, and release slowly from the mind. One more time, counting 3, 1, go. 2, 3, and so just simply notice the observer you, how do you see you inhaling and exhaling, and which part of your body is getting your attention? My left elbow getting my attention, actually itchy. So the last one, when we exhale in the air from the mouth, just imagine that exhaling into the field of oneness, that circle of energy, and we connect in this one big energy, part of universe, and let all no longer serving given to the circle and releasing it, so that newly intaking energy will fulfill in you with the freshness, help you chosen new self here now. Ready? Go. Thank you for taking the time for yourself. Conscious breathing exercise, being current. Here, now. This is Journey Universe. So, today's focus, I have another few minutes, so I may want to carry over this topic to the next segment. So if you're listening to Spreaker or YouTube as an archive listener, please click that link available at the description and come join me for the second segment, so that we can continue with this focus. This day is to be the creator of your chosen outcome experience. After the focus of the day, I would like to give an intuitive blind reading, the psychic reading. Today's request is from that life path. So you can also request your own life's curious matter, sending me a private message over Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at June Universe. One word, June, July, August, June Universe. And assign the one symbol, any kind of symbol that represents your life's curious matter, not someone else's. And let me know what type of area curiosity is about. Is that a love life, or your family, or your career? So that would help me to deliver that insight useful for your conscious creation. After reading the energy of the symbol intuitively. So, well, I would like to close in here and move on to the next segment. So be sure to come join for in the link at the description. I see you there. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart. See you there. Welcome back. So this day's focus is be the creator of your chosen outcome experience. What does this mean? I mean, we are all the creator of our own life. Interestingly, no one can intend your life. That's how powerful we are. So creativity is one of the gifts that all human has given. Being creative for your own life is to envision your purpose and vision and what you would like to be in your life on earth. The journey getting there is always here and to the end of the journey. Just like a book journey story start with here. Now open the page one and then the last page here. It's always here. It's available already. And page one to the final page, getting there, is the journey. Who is the creator? Is the author of the book and the creator of the story, the journey. How about our life? We are with this physical presence called in our life. This body is given by a parent physiologically and by pass on to the ancestor to having the presence, carrying pass on to the physical human life. But we are not only a body. We have soul, we have spirit, we have mind, we have, you know, we are not just a body. We feel with the emotions, we have an ability to think, and we have ability to visualize, imagine. These all human aspect is available for us to make our journey more fulfilling, deepening, enjoyable, happy. So when we only create the unhappy story, and then we follow that story, the story will be created according to that creator create. Who is the creator of your life? Who is the feeler of your feeling? That's exclusive to you for yours. So wisely use that system. Use your creativity to be the creator of what you would like to experience, or to be that one who is in the chosen experience by you, the outcome chosen by you, who is experiencing, experiencer you. Who is you? Another version of you. That's the only the dynamic that you can give birth to and you can choose to. The guideline of that creation is to use the feeling of good feeling is the alignment to the true north. That's the map, compass. And then other sensations, feeling, is the game plan, the being part of community, collectives, being part of whole, as in a part of the community. Human need one another to live life. So that's the game plan. Remaining on good feel. Learning some rules to play that game. When you move to the another game stage, maybe the rule will be changed. However, the remaining same is your own core essence, identity, which unique to you, unique to each one of us. That needs to be fully aligned to your physical presence to experience this game on earth, life, to fulfilling body, mind, spirit, soul on board as a oneness, being part of one, to yes, this is it. Be creative. Allow your creator to create. Be that one. Experience of your chosen outcome. This is Jun Universe. That's good conditioning and reminder for this season of autumn. So, I would like to give that 3 minutes blind energy reading. Today's pick is from also the life path. And then I would like you all to choose that feeling you would like to experience being part of this together energy of oneness. That what you would like to feel, like a chosen outcome, exercising this system of human, that to practice as a workshop. So just simply choose what you like to feel at the end of today's gathering. Mine is calm. Calm. How about you? And then embody that feeling. Mine is calmness. Yours exciting or hopeful. Just feel it and embody it. Smell it. Touch it. Feel it. And now, send a good thought to the reading requester as if they are experiencing in your perfect way. And connecting this energy field of oneness, and send a good thought to other. And then the universal energy return system is coming back to you to help you embody your chosen feeding. So that's how the system works. And thank you for requesting the intuitive reading that you are giving me an opportunity to facilitate this energy field of oneness. And thank you. This is my gift to you in return to give you 3 minutes quick psychic read to read the symbol that you gave me and deliver as an insight useful for your choice in the bettering. If it's resonating, take it. It's yours. That's a gift from me. And if it's not resonating, please do not take. I suppose you are the most knowledgeable person about your situation. So, I totally respect your choice. But it's always nice to have a choice when you choose. And if it's non-resonating, and then that gives an a clue for you that what you are looking for, this is not, and the other way, or some other way. Either way is fine for me, and thank you for allowing us to connect and send energy for one another. Alright, the first one here is Cherry. Cherry, here is your 3 minute. Okay. I'm having the sense that this has very deep, authentic interest of yours toward this particular Cherry situation. And then I feel this is sort of money related, monopoly or business formation connected to your heart of the matter. I have a very nice, shiny, feminine energy nicely balanced into it. And it, as an Libra, your authenticity and then also a business society form is so refined and balanced as an blessing composition that you already build. I feel that it can be refined and cleaned up a little bit from everyday operation. It's good periodically to renewing, to clean up. No need to change everything, but just the replacing each element in a new formation that will give a fresh look, and then just the freshness to have your eyes with a fresh eye to look around within. That's helpful for upcoming season of October, November, December for the remaining year 2020. I have a sense that your authenticity and this money related is into a whole life experience from here on, and everything is nicely representing your part of work essence. So be confident and humble and respectful to what you created and what you are offering. I have a sense that this is going to be a great way to connect, communicate, connect, communicate, connect, communicate as your mantra. And naturally, from the heart, from the heart. And already down the earth connected the monopoly and money as one. So stay and get going with your own rhythm. And trusting that your own timing and rhythm, and make peace of everything around and maintain the peace. Well, good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. This is Cherry, category of life path. I think this is very balanced and refining, ready to move on to the next level, which is to connect, connect, communicate. All right. And the next one is octopus. Octopus. Okay, the octopus, I got a very sunny blue sky, hopeful, potential, positive all around. It's almost like getting into summer, even we just ended the summer. But on this particular octopus, this is the season of magic begun, just begun. I feel the creativity is down the earth and connected to your heart of the matter. So get relaxed and maybe good to compose with writing is a good season for the next 3 months. Naturally, allow that to come instead of forcing to write, write, write. I feel you already have enough material, so just pull this essence from your past memos or journal, and that would do the work itself. Your job is to integrate your work of 2020 into wrapping up for presenting next year. It's got the authenticity and true voice of you, and a perfect season to write the book instead of read the book on this particular matter. I have a sense that something holy attached to that. And finally, authenticity is aligned to this holiness. So I guess that you finally gave up on your spirit and that right path. Overcoming the challenge of challenges from the mind and knowledge from experiences. But now things are cleaning up and time has begun. It's a nice feeling, and of course down the earth. You may be not changing anything, but just the world around has changed and it started to become that reliable routine here. I'm having a sense that plug out right now, but it's good to back in, and switch on. It may feel as off at the very beginning, but it's just a matter of unfamiliarity. So just trust that things are here and use your creativity and never change the structure, but the way to connect the timing and way of intending. Overwhelming focus is going to bother that. Something what it's supposed to work well at the first place. Good luck. This is Octopus, category of life path. All right, the next one is Greek. Greek. Okay. I have a sense that something vintage valued, memories, is kind of remaining the shape, but memory attached, meaning attached from your own perception is already gone. However, that objective value is increasing and it's valuable. I have a sense that there isn't a blank canvas that to be ready only if you want to create. And roses are never dies. It smells different, but the beauty of it remaining forever. Something to do with the California back in the 90s, 80s, connected to the period of your memories and representation of what you really wanted to have. And needed to give up because you chose the path for more authentic or priority based on within, not wanting and around it. I'm having this something to do with the Hawaiian work related memories. Is taking a big role to back up your confidence And now is good to remind yourself that what you've already done in the past and that is remaining you as in a different form to serve that purpose. The number 25 is a good number, and for you to open up your heart and so many possibility of this Greek situations. And blessing is always within knowing rather than thinking. So allow your inner knowing, natural knowing, decide, guide the way, the authentic, right decision, right action, and be open to the new formation of experience from there. Good luck. This is the Greek category of life path. The last one here is plum. Plum. Okay. I'm having the sense that this is totally firmly promising good business formation down the earth and rooting so nicely. I'm having the feeling that your femininity is really nicely blending with the stage of your life and also your capability and ability and availability and willingness is all in one here. One thing that came to me is that recently discovered factuality about yourself is a supportive healing aspect rather than challenging or damaging self-esteem. Because of this new information, you can transform quicker, more authentically, deeply shedding. That's the purpose the information came to you as in a synchronicity. So be grateful for and golden arch crown is on your head. That is the number 55. Reminds me of it's almost ending, but it's the final surprising element that is you. I feel that you will notice and smell when the situation would change immediately. That's what I'm sensing, that unexpected storm comes and you're going to be notified, alerted right before it. So pay attention. That will bring in abundance and joy, even if it feels scary. But that is the beginning of nurturing everything back from hydration and juicy part of you to reconnecting the world around you on this particular plum situation. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. Thanks for your request. You can also request your life's curious matter by sending me a private message over Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at June Universe, JUNE Universe, one word. And give me a symbol, also that category of that topic. Is that a love life, life path, family, work? And I'm going to use the 3 minutes here to connect that symbol energetically, read, and deliver as an insight for your practical use. If it's resonating, take it, it's yours. If it's not, please do not take it, because I respect your choice. And either way, it would be thank you for helping us to give an opportunity to connect and co-creating, feel the energy of oneness, that we need one another to be part of this energy. Without you, we are unable to connect. So I truly, truly appreciate your co-creation. So how's your embodiment of your chosen feeling? Do you remember the feeling that you chose for this day? Mine is calm. I feel I'm very grounded and calm. Thank you. You're doing a good work on sending energy. So let us take a deep breath as to closing today's gathering. Counting three, one from the nose, go. This is June Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. I see you next time. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart.